The 2013 Nobel Prize for Medicine has been awarded to three US-based scientists for working out how cells transport hormones, a discovery that gives insight into diseases including diabetes and Alzheimer's. Yale's James Rothman, the University of California, Berkeley's Randy Sheckman, and Stanford's Dr. Thomas Sudhoff will share the $1 million prize money. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
Scientist Randy Sheckman got the news in a 1 a.m. phone call that woke him at his house in California.
And I picked up the phone, and it was clearly a Swedish accent. I've gone through this in my mind so many times of what I would say, and of course words escaped me at that moment, and I think all I said was, "Oh my God, oh my God."
Along with Yale's James Rothman and Stanford's Dr. Thomas Sudhoff, Randy Sheckman won the prize for solving the mystery of what's been described as the cell's traffic control system. In work that goes back decades, the three scientists worked out how cells transport molecules to where they need to be, a fundamental process of cell physiology without which cells would lapse into chaos. The explanation centres on an understanding of the bubble-like vesicle system by which cells take up nutrients, move substances around, and release chemicals like hormones and growth factors. Knowing how molecular cargo is delivered with precision to the right place at the right time sheds light on how insulin is made and released into the blood and on signalling between neurons. Nobel winner James Rothman.
The fundamental understanding of these pathways opens the way to assess new drugs, to better develop personalized medicine, based on a better molecular understanding and therefore a better prescription of the drugs that we have available today.
Errors in the cellular transport system can lead to a host of problems, including diabetes, disorders of the immune and nervous systems, and other neurological conditions. Professor of Child Oncology Han Ing Henter is a member of the Nobel Committee.
One example is tetanus. The tetanus bacteria, they will destroy this vesicle system and based on that cause a fatal disease. So that's one way. We know also that immune regulation also needs these vesicles to keep in balance. Without these vesicles and without this system, we would all die because of lack of immune regulation.
The Nobel Awards in physics, chemistry, literature, peace and economics will be announced later this week and next. This is Jane Cowan reporting for AM.